What up, what up, what up, folks? It's your boy Julian, aka Mr. Jewbone, aka Mr. Cold Blooded. And I know it's been a minute since y'all heard from me. Now, probably a good few months to be exact, or maybe several months. I can't really remember. But, you know, as an adult dealing with adult things, you tend to put a lot of other things back on a back burner, so I'm just trying to get back to what I know best, and that's my podcast. You know, I've been the only person who's been on this motherfucker since I started it, but that's neither here nor there. But kind of wanted to touch on a subject that I don't think a lot of people that look like me actually touch on, and I may end up making this somewhat of a series. But something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and something I try to work through, you know, day to day, being that it happened in childhood, so to speak. Basically, that's just the title of the whole episode, basically. I'll basically say, like, with black childhood, you know, being a child that is black, of course. And I know I'm being a little bit of redundant right now, because I'm trying to come to the conclusion to the fact that most children who grew up black usually end up surviving childhood instead of actually having a childhood. That's really my perspective on it. I mean, if you can argue against it, or, you know, maybe you agree with it, who knows? I mean, I know I'm more on the agreeable side because I can attest to the fact of surviving childhood, so to speak, due to my own personal childhood. You know, especially since I grew up in a broken home, so to speak. You know, being part of, you know, the quote-unquote single parent phenomenon we deal with in the black community. Even though it ain't really much of a black community from the beginning, at least not in America, or at least across the diaspora, but that's neither here nor there. But from my own personal experience as growing up as a black child, I can tell you firsthand that it's never fun. There's no doubt about it. Especially if you grew up as a black child here in America, because I feel like as far as the concentration of, you know, dealing with certain trauma, I think America, black American, well, not black Americans, but, you know, Africans stuck in America, or African American, however you want to describe or identify yourself. I mean, me, I describe myself as black regardless, but I mean, of course, I'm African because it's part of my heritage, part of my, I'm a descendant of Africa. I mean, at least that's where my lineage, most of my lineage comes from. At least that's what I found on 23andMe, for those who doubt that damn DNA. I don't really regret it, but I mean, it is what it is. But back to my point of, for the concentration of black folks in America, I think have it the worst. Because from a standpoint of, you know, where the mindset is, as far as black people are concerned, in America, whether they be from child, maybe free from children to adulthood, I honestly think we have the worst mentality out of all of us in the diaspora, due to the fact of, even though we didn't have the biggest, you know, colonization out of, you know, the transatlantic slave trade, we definitely carried on the most trauma, I would assume. I mean, we can see it through our music, see it through our media, you can see it through everywhere, even though we don't control most of the media, but that's the picture that's painted about us has not always been in the most positive light. But even though I'm not really digressing from a point I'm trying to make here, but going back to more so my story of, you know, surviving black childhood, so to speak, I guess the best way to express this would be to say, I think, as far as my own personal story, and maybe across the whole board, as far as generalizing what black childhood is like in America, I feel like when a black child, whether it be boy or girl, comes into, you know, the planet, or comes on being born on this earth. And of course, you know, with black parents, unfortunately, whether you grow up in a single parent household or you grow up with both parents, I mean, maybe it's just me, and maybe some others have some, share the same sentiment, and maybe they can share the opposite side. Hopefully somebody can actually comment on this when I say this, because I'm pretty sure this is going to be controversial as shit. And if anybody wants to talk about it in real life or inbox me or whatever the case may be, I mean, hey, we can chop it up. But my synopsis of, like, how black childhood is, when you're introduced, I guess, onto the planet, so to speak, when you're born, it's almost like you weren't meant to be there, so to speak. Or when you grow up, I guess, as a black child, more times than not, you're actually I guess more discouraged to be alive, so to speak, than actually be born on purpose. I guess that's the best way to put it. And because of that discouragement, I think that's where this sense of entitlement, I believe, comes from, like, black parents, when they always say that you should be looking out for them, or necessarily, or taking care of them at a certain point in time. I guess if you become, I guess, somebody, so to speak, or somebody who has maybe just well off, I guess, when it comes to being, I guess, financially stable somewhat, or you should just always keep your parents in mind. Now, not to say that you shouldn't respect your mother and father or whatever the case may be, or that you shouldn't honor them, but I mean, in my book, I always see that as a two-way street, not just a one-way roadway. But I feel like a lot of black parents honestly see that when it comes to their kids, no matter how many they have. But yeah, my perspective, if you have a certain, if you had a child, and whether they were there by mistake or on purpose, it's your responsibility, and you're accountable for that child as well as your actions. I mean, no matter what the situation brought into you at that current time, because last time I checked, we were all responsible or had autonomy in our own lives. I mean, that's what I felt like when I was born to the world, because I know for a fact I wasn't born on purpose. And I mean, I'm okay with that, but I mean, because there ain't nothing that can be done about that now, because I'm fucking here. So, what can you say? But, like I said, keep trying to distract from my own story, because that's really the start off of this. Because my story deals a lot of emotional abuse, a lot of verbal abuse, a lot of abuse in general, but I mean, that kind of goes back to my point of what I was saying. You are more discouraged to be within the existence of being on this planet than you were necessarily put into fruition on purpose. Because I feel like a lot of us, like myself, weren't actually meant to be here. Because of our parents' own volition to actually have children, I guess, so to speak. And because of that, I feel like a lot, like myself, suffered more because we know our parents weren't ready for us to be here, and we weren't ready to be dealing with our parents at that certain time. But I mean, somehow we made it, you know, through the storm, or through the process of dealing with parents like mine, like my mother, and like my father, who really didn't involve himself as much as he should have. But you know what I mean? That's just part of my story. I mean, I can remember certain instances where, like I said, I was called almost everything but, you know, a saint, so to speak, or a child of God, whatever you want to call it. Or, you know, getting beat for this, beat for that. I mean, even though probably at certain times I probably deserved it, but even still, like, I'm not, even I do ever have a kid, I'm not going to beat the crap out of them, because I know I didn't approve of a certain way they did things. Because I feel like a lot of times, even though I know black people love to say they beat their kids, you know, just to show discipline, but like the main word in that phrase is discipline, not to tear the father shit out of your kids so that they don't speak to you or won't speak to you or have anything to say to you. Or you wonder why they don't want to speak to you, because you're probably just going to act off impulse and act off emotion like most black parents do. I mean, which is what my mother did, but that was early on before she started doing the punishment thing. And then, you know, with, of course, the verbal abuse thing. And like I said, I could go on and on about what I went through, literally, because I know what it affected me that much into my adulthood, which is why I even created this podcast or other things like it, or had my outlets like my writing or, you know, and like I said, this podcast and other avenues I could go on necessarily, because I feel like this is a lot more helpful than, you know, just me holding it inside, because holding it inside is what causes a lot of quote unquote, you know, how can I put this delicately? Let's call them self-checkouts. How about we then call it that? Yeah. Or if we want to be completely direct, suicides necessarily, because I don't know if most people are aware out there that, you know, black dude, I mean, brothers is out there killing themselves because they don't know how to deal with what's going on upstairs. And I don't want to be one of those people, even though I was one of those people at one point, at least having those attempts. Because of the fact that I felt worthless, I had no confidence, like I said, going along with the fact that how my childhood went, that was just an after effect of what led up to those certain thoughts and those certain moments. And I believe I had more of a strong male presence, or a stronger male presence, like my father or someone who, you know, was willing to take that time to do so. I mean, outside of my grandfather, I mean, though I love my grandfather dearly, and I know he made me the man I am today, I know he wasn't able to be there day to day or day in and day out. But I mean, he did what he could for the time that he was there. I mean, even though he's still alive, I mean, I'm not saying he's dead or anything, but I mean, had my father really been more present, I would say my outcome would have been a lot more different than it is now. As far as, you know, me dealing with how I deal with things or deal with certain situations, certain facets of life, you know, like current living situation, even though I'm hopefully changing that by next year, because that's one of my goals. Because now I'm more responsible. I'm feeling like I'm more responsible now than I ever was. I'm feeling like I'm getting a lot more autonomy. I'm getting, well, even more autonomy on my life, as I should now, because, like I said, being accountable for what I do and what I know and what I know I'm capable of is what I'm focused on right now. Which is why I'm putting a lot of stuff on the back burner, including this podcast, even though I think I'm going to start being a lot more involved now. Sorry, made y'all wait for so long. And I think this was a subject that I think would be a good kickstart to go back on you know, doing more episodes on here, especially with this topic, because I feel like I'm one of many who like to press on the many problems we have amongst us in our community, as well as the black community, or at least the black race, African race, however you want to call it, but the melanated individuals, let's put it like that. You know, because there are just certain things we just got to push back on, and this happens to be one of them. But like I said, I think I might make this a part two, maybe a part, maybe multiple parts. But this is, I'm like I said, I'm gonna throw a little bit of my story in here, and then, you know, maybe if anybody else wants to, you know, comment or share their thoughts and opinions on it, you're more than welcome to do so. But I appreciate those who have been sticking around with the podcast, and, you know, even though I haven't been as consistent, but I'm gonna try to work on that as much as possible. Like I said, I've been trying to get other things in order. It's been, I guess I'll see y'all on the next episode. Peace.